Right. Before I begin, my name is Brian Bennett. We have been members of the church since April of this year. We've started coming probably around January or February. With us today, I have my wife and my daughters, Marcy and Brianna in the back, and Mackenzie and Lainey's in the children's room. Okay. The service today is pretty much about my being a father and becoming a father and what my father has done for me and growing up. I was born October 22nd, 1978 in Silver Springs, Maryland. Marcy and I were married July 3rd, 1999, a week after she graduated and a few days after she turned 18. It will be our 13th anniversary this year, come July 3rd. The day I found out I was going to be a dad, I was in Okinawa, Japan, and I called home and was talking to Marcy. And then kind of out of the blue, she's like, "So do you want to tell your mom?" I said, "Tell my mom what?" She said, "Tell her that I'm pregnant." I was like, "Well, I guess I'm going to be doing that." So that was one of the happiest days of my life, except for the fact that I was in another country and I was not able to do that, you know, do the testing and the ultrasounds, the sonograms, all the pictures and all that stuff. Though, when we did live in California before that, I wanted to be a father so bad, I took Marcy's pills and I threw them all in the trash, hoping that it would work, but apparently it didn't. I don't know if she found some somewhere. But we were just she was 18 and I was 20, so it's, I guess it was probably better that way than it was the other way. So I think the military helped me out as being a father by giving me the courage and the strength and the discipline to take on the challenge. Because if I would have had him in California when we were 20 and 18, I don't know how things would have turned out. I'm sure it would have been okay, but there's a lot of changes between Okinawa and here and everything. The day Brianna was born, I flew home from Okinawa and surprised Marcy a few weeks before her birthday. I was getting ready to go fishing one night, and of course, you know, things had to change. About 12 or 1 in the morning, Marcy's water had broke. So there goes that outing, I thought. No more fishing for me. So off to the hospital we went. Brianna was born June 30th, 2001 at 2:08 p.m. She weighed 8 pounds, 15 ounces, and 21 inches. As soon as she was born, the doctor said, "It's a boy." I said, "Great, here's our Anakin." You know, I'm a big Star Wars freak, so that's what we went with. Marcy didn't enjoy it, but hey. And then all of a sudden, the doctor turned and said, wait, it's a girl. Okay. So luckily, we had a girl's name picked out as well. So it was Brianna. That night, Brianna stayed in our room, and the nurse had walked in, and she was looking around, making sure everything was okay, and she couldn't find Brianna. So she started yelling, "Where's the baby? Where's the baby? Where's the baby?" And then I finally woke up, and I was like, "What? What's going on?" She's like, "Where's the baby?" I said, "She's right here." Brianna and I were laying on the couch, kind of cuddling each other, and she yelled at me for that. Apparently, you're not supposed to do that. She's either supposed to sleep in her bassinet or be fed, so that wasn't very good in her eyes anyway. It was great in mine because we were cuddling, so and we're sleeping really, really good. About a week or so after that, I headed back to Okinawa for a few more months. During that time, I got my favorite book in the mail, which is The Pokey Little Puppy. And then the computer, you're able to do some stuff on the computer, but not Facebook, no MySpace or anything like that. So I was able to record me reading the book on the computer, and then I was able to email that piece by piece to Marcy. And so when Brianna was a baby, she'd play that for Brianna a couple of times so she could hear my voice. Since that time, I have tried my hardest to be there every step of the way. Was being in the same country is a big step. So from things like the graduations of preschool, to plays, to concerts, to dance recitals, to horseback riding lessons, and such. I've made a few mistakes along the way, as well as times I ran out of gas in our Jeep, and we had to get a truck to push us through the intersection. Brianna has not let me live that down yet. She may have been 3 or 4 at the time, but I think that scarred her for life. Oh, and there was this one time where I took the gall, I had the gall to take the training wheels off of her bike, and I refused to put them on. Until one day I said, I'll put the training wheels on the bike. If you ride down the hill and fall off, then I'll put the training wheels on. And I never put them back on after that day. She rode down the hill and took off down the street. And now she's on her third bike. This one has gear shifters and handbrakes and everything. So I guess that wasn't really a mistake after all. That was just being a dad. In November 2006, we found out that we were pregnant again with another girl. I thought, really? Another girl? I'm outnumbered already. Our cats, our dog, they're all girls. I think even our fish are girls. We were so excited to be together during this pregnancy, going to doctor's appointments and such. Hearing heartbeats for the first time, it was great. Lying on Marcy's stomach, the baby didn't like, you know, her space being constricted, so she would push and kick, and you could feel her feet and her hands and her head move around. Until July 11th, when I got a call at work, Marcy was going to the hospital. She hadn't felt the baby move for a long time. I left work, sorry. Oh, goodness. I left work and went to the hospital in time to go in her and with her to get the ultrasound. Annalie's heart had stopped beating. They had to induce Marcy. Annalie was born June 13th. She had an umbilical cord wrapped around her neck several times, which had caused her to suffocate, or technically for the blood to stop flowing to the brain. We did take the option to hold her and get some pictures with her before they had to take her away, which is one of the pictures here. I still have the shirt unwashed that I wore that day. It still has stains on it from her. That also made being a father really hard. Lots of people would say, well, you still have Brianna, or you guys can always try again. I always thought, that's not the point. You're not supposed to outlive your children. A friend of ours had a similar instance when she was younger, and she would always say, thank God these people don't know what you're going through, and thank God that they don't know. Since that time, Marcy and I have taken up the idea of fostering to adopt, and we figured that fostering to adopt would be the cheapest, but maybe not be the easiest way of doing it. We wanted to adopt for several years, from Japan or China. And then we did decide, you know, locally, we would go ahead and start fostering. We both wanted to adopt for a long time, since I saw Oliver Twist probably as a young boy, and her favorite movie was Annie, so I guess it had some things to do with it. So we took the classes, and we now have 2 beautiful girls and 2 very good friends, whom we love as much as our own little girls. It's not hard to fall in love with these kids. The day we got Lainey, she was calling us Mommy and Daddy by the end of the night. Since then, we've had so many firsts, like taking them to the zoo, riding the Metrolink, going to ball games, having a bike, going fishing. A lot of the children, they don't get that, the ones that have been in foster care. All right, now the hard part. What my Father has done for me. There's not really much I can say good about my Father that's nice per se, at least in a church setting anyway. My mother and father lived in Silver Springs, Maryland when I was born, and about one or so, they got a divorce. My mother moved back to Illinois, and me and my sister had gone with her. She was about 4 or 5 years old. About 5 or 6 years old, I got to go and see my dad for the first time. We went out every summer after that, flew to Maryland, and then came back home. Where he taught me how to fish, how to shoot, camping, you know, just basic dad stuff, kind of. He didn't teach me how to ride a bike. He never taught me how to throw a ball. He never taught me how to swim, how to drive a car. He did get remarried when I was around 10 or 11 years old. I did, however, move out there to live with him for 2 years. During that time, my sister was born on October 2nd. And then a year after that, I decided that's enough for me, so then I moved back to Mom. My father did, however, come to my high school graduation. That was probably the last time he came here, except for when he found an old Mustang that he wanted to buy. So he brought his old Jeep out to me, which is the one that ran out of gas. So it wasn't running at the time, so I had fixed it, so it was actually able to move. But he did have ulterior motives. Like I said, he found an old Mach 1 Mustang that he just had to have for some reason. He didn't come to my Marine Corps graduation. He didn't come to Marcy and I's wedding. He didn't come the day that his granddaughter was born. He didn't come to Annalise's funeral. He did, however, call once during that time, if that makes any sense. Maybe if he can remember on my birthday and Christmas, he'll call, which surprisingly this year he did. So there are a lot of traits I would use towards my children, and there's a lot of traits that I wouldn't. I guess my father showed me what not to do than what to do as a father. This hasn't changed the way I feel about being a dad. In fact, I think it makes me stronger for it. After all, these children's lives have come to us to nurture and to love until their path leads them somewhere else.